Apple pushes an optional program through its software update tool again. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Last weekend, tech blogger and book author Ed Bott got an unpleasant surprise when he fired up a machine running Windows 7. Apple's software update tool offered him, and other users, a program called iPhone Configuration Utility. Bott doesn't own an iPhone. He says Apple violated a sacred trust.
We rely on software companies to provide timely updates to address bugs and security issues. So if I install a new program from anybody, Microsoft, Apple, Dell, you name it, and there's a security issue that's identified with it, I want them to notify me of that security issue and to offer me the update that fixes it. The problem here is that Apple is using its update mechanism to push software that isn't an update, using the channel that I'm relying on for security updates. And I don't think that's right.
And Apple has done this before, actually, and was chastised for it, right?
Yeah, it was last year, I think it was in early 2008, Windows users started seeing in Apple software update that Safari, Apple's web browser, was being offered to them as an update, and the little box was checked. So if you were in the habit of checking iTunes for updates, and iTunes gets a lot of updates because they have a lot of security issues, if you were in the habit of checking that, you saw Safari there. And if you're also in the habit of clicking install because you've learned that, you know, you better install updates or you're going to be at risk, then a lot of people wound up installing a brand new web browser on their Windows PC when they didn't need it or necessarily want it.
This is behavior that got Microsoft in trouble many years ago, right?
It is. It's a form of bundling. It's basically anti-consumer behavior. Because of the way that Microsoft got slapped on the hand for this behavior, they've actually become a model of how to ask users for consent and how to deliver updates in a way that respects the user's need for security, but also makes sure that the choice is in the user's hand. Probably the biggest thing that they do is that when they present an option to you that is something new, nothing is checked, and in fact, you have to actually make a choice. And if you make no choice, then nothing happens.
I'm guessing, Ed, and tell me if I'm wrong, I'd like to be wrong, that you've received a bunch of angry, nasty emails from Apple fans criticizing you for attacking the company.
You guessed right. I'd say about half the emails that I've received have been from people saying, thank you for pointing this out. How do I make sure this thing isn't on my system that I don't want? And the other half saying that I'm an idiot. All I have to do is uncheck the box.
The problem with that, of course, is that a lot of users aren't savvy enough to really know which boxes they should check and uncheck and which updates they should accept.
Well, that's exactly the point. And in fact, the average user these days is told, and rightly so, look, updates are important because, you know, it's a dangerous computing world out there and you want to make sure you protect yourself. So if you get offered an update from somebody, just install it.
Ed Bott blogs for ZDNet and is author of several books on Windows. Apple is no longer offering the iPhone utility through its software update tool. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.